There was a good long period when Leonard Cohen was ignored by music critics and by America in general, and certainly never forgotten in Europe and Canada, but other countries didn't get it at first, and we were very sensitive to being ignored, and so it was important for me, if I was going to do a record of all Leonard's work, to send up a flare with this tune. And obviously the way to do it was with singers.
When I told you the arrangement that I wanted to do for this, you said, now.
I feel that I have to uphold the conventional position from time to time that every song needs a rhythm section. You know, and I get worried, when you go off into these noetic realms,
And you're right, actually. I do respect the idea that every song needs a heartbeat, needs a center, rhythmically centered spot. But this was a definite departure.
Well, I think the song works. I mean, nobody's ever confided to me that they skipped that track.
I remember one day at Van Dyke Parks, this little yellow house in Hollywood, and we had 9 or 12, how many singers it was, 12 perhaps, and they were all holding these pieces of paper that were like 14 pages long that were flopping all over the floor, and we were essentially using Van Dyke's living room at the good graces of Sally Parks to run the rehearsal on the vocal arrangement. And a lot of our singers that we had called didn't read very well. And it was so noble to watch these people who were genuinely, earnestly interested in solving the riddle of the arrangement.
Yeah, exactly. I remember that rehearsal well. And even the good readers were having difficulty with the chart because it was a very hard chart. The good part was that, all's well that ends well, it came out.